What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. It's really quiet. U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, working with a new microphone here, so adjusting some levels and stuff. Sorry to be doing it live, but you know, that's how we roll here at Crab Diving.
Roll.
We're not going to be, nobody puts baby in a corner over here right. Crab diving.
There's no babies, but well, there are corners.
There's a baby munching on a Kong toy right now in the corner.
She's a beast.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday, everybody. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, you know, all kinds of shit to talk about and all kinds of fun to have. Thanks for joining us on social media at any time. Also, Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, or you can sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Bienvenidos.
Oui, oui.
And welcome. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal. Also, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on, America? We were off yesterday.
We did.
But we know the news didn't take day off. We were.
You said we were off yesterday, and I said we did.
Oh, yeah. That's close enough.
So it's very Trumpian.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love to say the wrong words, and I like to rape.
I like to keep people guessing.
Especially my victims.
Let's see. I said all that. Yeah, we did take a day off. Sorry, we kind of did an audible. Crabdiving.com/audible reminds us, if you want to download books and shit and listen to them. I do every day, just about. I listen to a book while I am walking the intern.
Right. Right.
And it's not some weird sadomasochistic thing, people. It's a dog.
Right.
For new listeners. Every once in a while, I have to remind myself that there are new listeners and they hear us talking about the intern and they think it's an actual human being.
Leash up, Shelby.
When, yeah.
Right.
It's not some dom thing.
Right. She is a dom.
Bullshit.
We get some, could you jiggle that wire a wee bit? Yes. Thank you. Anyway.
Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
Again, very low. Interesting. I hate to be, here we go. Now we can hear it, everybody. You guys, I think, heard that okay. But Ryan and I are still working with levels and stuff to see what's going on here.
Right.
Over at the commie, Pinko, liberal, HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
You know, we got a, I understand there's impeachment happening right now.
Oh, right. Trump is president, and you wouldn't know from the people running for president with the Democrats. They don't like to talk about it for some fucking reason. They want to pretend like it's not happening, but that's fine.
Did you see the ridiculous rules? Now I have to sneeze, of course.
Yeah. God bless you. Thoughts and prayers. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk.
You know, your heart stops every time you sneeze. You die a little. That's why people said, God bless you.
Jabez!
The HuffPo headline saith, this really,
God damn.
Today's show is the biggest clusterfuck on the planet. This dog is going crazy.
Right.
The new mic, I'm trying to juggle that stuff at the same time.
Do you want me to listen so I can see?
I've got it. That's what I'm doing
over
here.
You can do all that at the same time?
Well, not without complaining a lot, apparently. Yeah. Over at the HuffPo, the headline, as it's loading, don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to buy some shit. Thanks to those that do and have. It says... oh, my God. I think we're done. Senate blocks witnesses.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
Party line vote. I guess we're done.
The Republicans are like, fuck you, man. Go fuck yourself.
That's already happened. Apparently, the Senate impeachment trial President Donald Trump kicked off with a partisan brawl over the admission of new evidence and witness testimony during the proceedings. A sharp contrast. Yeah, you know when they voted on the rules for Bill Clinton that it was 100-0?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because everybody was kind of civilized, you know?
They had adults back then, too, and even the Democrats agreed on the procedure.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're voting for the... to remove them or find him guilty and remove him.
Yeah. So here we are. So now impeachment's over. That's fine. We learned a lot of stuff about what Donald Trump and these creepy fuckers are doing with our government. So now here we are. It's the election. Now it's the election. That's our only chance.
Right.
And that's contingent on if he leaves. And that's contingent on what the Russians do to us.
Says as Democrats on Tuesday moved to subpoena key White House documents, including records about the administration's decision.
Yes.
To withhold military aid to Ukraine. Every Senate Republican voted to kill the effort. Every
single Senate one of those fucking un-American Republican motherfucking fuckers. Can you fucking believe that? Yes. Absolutely. Reach across the aisle. My fucking ass. You know, I've heard people.
I'm hearing us a minute and a half ago in my head.
How do we sound? Do we sound okay?
I'm liking the new mic.
Oh, good, good.
Just saying. Right. I'm adjusting levels still, so.
Oh, good, good.
But I'm sorry. And you might need to aim your mic toward you.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, shit. You know, these fucking Bernie bros that fucked us in 2016, you dickheads realize that could be it. We're all sitting here. See, America is lulled into this sense of, I don't know what the fuck it is. You have some idea that eventually we're going to get a second chance. We're going to be able to redeem ourselves from putting Donald Trump into fucking office. And I would say, I'll believe that shit when it happens. And we're going to be able to fix what he fucking did. This could be it.
Senate Majority Leader or Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a trial without evidence is not a trial. It's a cover up. I really don't know. I mean, we'll find out in November what the fallout is from all this, because it was well played on Nancy's part. I think that she waited on this to kind of force the Republicans to then have to do this, to have to vote, to have no witnesses.
Yeah.
So that's a total bend over, pry cheeks apart, trim and powder the hole and present it.
A trim and powdering and followed up with a presentation of the whole.
And, they now are going to have to, it's really to the base.
Yeah.
Because moderates, I mean, it was a 70, I think 70, 71%. The last poll I saw that said, oh, you got to have witnesses.
Right. Oh, I saw that too.
Even Republicans, a majority of Republicans in that poll said, well, sure, you should have witnesses.
Now, this doesn't mean that the Republicans don't, the Dems in the House still can't look into other articles, right?
Of course not. They can tee up another set, and I'm hoping they will.
Tee it up.
They probably will.
Pummel these motherfuckers.
They probably will.
And let them scream.
Why not say this is the next thing he does is obstruction.
Right.
And say, hey, we've got new articles. He obstructed our impeachment. Right? I mean,
right,
why
absolutely.
Not?
I mean,
he's obstructing hourly.
Yeah.
Every new tweet. there's new evidence. Here's another article of impeachment.
You have to pummel these motherfuckers.
And then the court rulings are just going to start coming out.
Right. I mean, you know, and not even Bolton. Bolton didn't testify. No Mulvaney. We don't know what went on. I mean, we know what went on. But we don't know what went on. We know some of what went on in Ukraine, but no, we don't. We don't know the whole fucking story.
Oh, no way. No, not yet.
We don't know exactly why Yovanovitch was being followed.
It's just a joke.
We don't know how that transpired. We don't know what else Rudy Giuliani's doing over there.
Right.
We're in the fucking dark. I mean, that's the thing. People that are pretending
penetration of the vagina or rectum by any
this Russia
object.
Thing is fucking bullshit. Are they not concerned that our country is being controlled by Putin via Trump? Does nobody give a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I just think our country, we're so detached and we're so fascinated with this fucking primary.
Well, yeah.
Because
I mean, that's, by design.
One thing we know, they will cheat. Trump will cheat.
They will.
And the Republicans will fucking cheat in states that count. And the other thing we know is when he loses, he is not leaving.
Well, and then we've got the bots online that are pushing TNT up our holes to try to blow us all apart and make sure that the Democrats are involved in knife fights and start doing never Bernie, never Warren.
We're doing the same thing.
Never Biden, never so-and-so, never this. Right now, they're duking it out. They seem to be focused mainly on Bernie and Warren, which kind of tells me they think Biden's not in it, right? I mean, wouldn't you think?
Right.
That if the bots are really jumping upon the whole Bernie versus Warren thing.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're pro Bernie.
Right.
Like they kind of were last time.
Yeah.
They were against Clinton.
Right.
Pro Bernie.
Yes.
Because the hashtag never Warren.
I mean, it almost doesn't make any difference, really, because all those bots do is they just sow discord, right? They just frustrate either side.
Right.
They want to make either side feel like that their guy didn't win. They're disenfranchised. And so why should I support or take part in this voting process? Which to me is like what needs to happen is that Trump has to lose overwhelmingly, which he kind of lost last time by the popular vote, by a lot of votes. But he's got to lose overwhelmingly because he's not leaving. Is what did he say before that 2016 election? Will you concede? No. He said, based on what I know, I won't concede because they cheated. He said that in 2016.
Oh, right, right, right.
Now, we don't know.
No, we have no doubt. He's already laid the groundwork.
So the Democrats need to figure out if that happens, then what? What are they going to fucking do? How are you going to resolve it? Because it's not the Constitution, you fuckheads. We live in this fucked up like illusion that all of our answers are in this living, breathing document penned by a bunch of fucking slave owners with wooden fucking teeth. No penicillin. That's it. Every answer cannot be in that fucking constitution. Right. We're loony if we
think that's why these originalists can stuff it, because you know, slavery was in the original. Yeah. It wasn't until, I don't know, 1863-ish that we decided to have a constitutional amendment to get rid of slavery. So, you know, fuck your originalist bullshit. Obviously, the text has been altered and grown with the society.
Right. I mean, I don't know why Hillary and Bernie and Warren have to snipe at each other. I don't know why any of these candidates have to go after one another in the primary. I don't know what end that serves. It's as if they're detached and not talking about the elephant in the motherfucking room. Because the elephant in the room is the big fat orange elephant is Trump. And how do you think the 2020 election is going to go? What did Rick Wilson say? He had an interesting quote, didn't he? He said,
I know he said hammer and tong. He said the Republicans will be coming at the Democrats hammer and tong, and also with a flamethrower.
Right. And the thing is, we got this Democratic Party that wants to take the high road, that wants to reach out to the other side and be nice and civil. And that's not the party we need. We need some bad motherfuckers in there ripping people new assholes.
Right.
We need someone angry as fuck running for president, because we all should be angry as fuck. It's bullshit. The Senate fucking betrayed us. That's a fucking betrayal. How is that not a coup? How is this not all part of the same fucking coup?
Right.
They are not following. They're not doing what our slave owning forefathers intended.
Forgive us live listeners. I think we were dropping in and out. I got some red, red messages.
Oh,
then
no.
Followed by a less red message, then a couple of blue messages.
Right. I just want to give it
up. So I think we may have been dropping in and out. No, we may still be dropping in and out, but we'll keep recording.
Props to Cox Cable. Thank you so much for all the great shit you do here in Pensacola with your service. It's lovely.
So that's what's going on there over at the HuffPo. What more could we talk about? The fucking Republicans have just
they fucked us.
Right.
They fucked us. They fucked all those kids in the cages.
They did that a while ago.
They fucked the gay people, they fucked the trans people. They fucked the most vulnerable of our society.
Everybody but the white folk.
And Trump is going to say the Senate dismissed this impeachment. It proves my point that it's bullshit. And not only is that bullshit, he's going to say the impeachment tainted the election unfairly. And he needs another chance. And he was cheated out of this time because he was marred by bullshit
scandal. I think we should reset to 2019, my first 4 years.
What Democrat has the gumption to go up against this guy?
Well, I think, maybe I'm wrong, but,
I think
that your Romneys and your other people like that, if he decided to flush the Constitution and declare himself king, would step up.
I guess. Mitt Romney?
Well, yeah, your Romneys and I would think a bunch of the other Republicans would finally.
Mitt Romney,
I would hope, step up.
Spineless fucking jellyfish. You know what I mean? I don't know. He put a dog on top of a fucking car. I mean, maybe he would.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
He did.
And we know he didn't care about most of the fucking country.
Oh, right. The 47% or something like that. We're never going to reach them. They just want. Was it government handouts or something like that? He said, and kudos to wasn't it a waiter that propped up a cell phone, and hit his cell phone or something and caught those fucking rich assholes scheming and plotting and talking shit against the working poor.
We need a candidate with like a narrative, like I like Stacey Abrams' narrative. She won. You know she fucking won that governorship, and she was cheated by the goddamn Republicans. And now she's back for fucking revenge. She's going to rip them a new asshole. I like that.
Well, yeah, she's made it her her deal now to go after the voter suppression and the and the gerrymandering and all the fuckery that's going on. Well, Eric Holder is taking on the gerrymandering and Obama.
Maybe Eric Holder would be a good candidate.
And Stacey Abrams is going after him for the disenfranchisement and the voter ID laws and shit like that, that are just, trust me, if it was Republicans who didn't want to spend the money to go out and get IDs and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
They would be like, voter IDs are against the Constitution. It's a poll tax.
Absolutely.
But because it's mostly Democratic voters, that's where, it's voter fraud. You got to show your ID.
You know, this thing we watched in 2016, we watched Russia fuck us. We watched Trump just, I don't know what the fuck Trump did. He just sucked the dick of all the racists and the evangelical loons. And then we watched Hillary Clinton run a campaign where she took the high road. And this is what happened. So, you know, I don't know. Elizabeth Warren kind of strikes me that she might have the temperament to handle Donald fucking Trump.
Right.
She could get mean, right?
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
I think she can handle him very, very easily.
Jolton Joe makes me nervous. He hasn't seemed, you know, that sharp.
Yeah, I really wonder kind of the same in a debating kind of atmosphere. But then Trump isn't exactly, you know, wielding a rapier there. Look at what his biggest comeback with Hillary, when he had more of his faculties.
Right.
Yeah, you're the puppet.
Well, and also his...
Yeah, you're the puppet.
Yeah, and also his comeback is going to... He'll go to some fucking government and say, hey, I need your intelligence services to look into whoever's running against me. That's his comeback.
Right.
He cheats. He does bad shit. And he's the incumbent this time. Which is scary.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
So wait. I'm so sorry. So this impeachment trial for now is over. The part of the Senate's just fucking over.
Oh, well, no, they're I think they may actually allow the Democrats to present the evidence that they presented already. Maybe there was provisions in the shit that McConnell came out with last night. There were provisions in there where they could basically say, we don't even want to see that bullshit from the House. We're just going to fast track it. Vote this down and move along, we little doggies.
Yeah, we have stupid judges with horrible opinions about women to confirm.
We're and busy. Gay people.
Oh, yes.
And you said women are idiot.
You got to start in this country, man. You got to vote like you're a black, trans, gay woman who's poor. That's how you have to vote. Can't vote like a white dude.
The headline over at the Drudge Report is one of the other stories we're going to do anyway. All in red.
Ooh, yes.
Virus case in Washington State.
Oh, my God.
This is the, I think it was yesterday I showed Ryan offline.
Offline.
A story about
crab diving.
This virus in China.
Conversation. China.
And it was like one of these stories is like, you know, is there's more cases of this new virus. Should we be concerned?
Oh, shit. Yes.
And by the end of the story, it was like, yeah, we should be concerned.
What are we going to do about it? The CDC will look out for us, right?
And now, I'm sure they're totally staffed up with brilliant people who want nothing more than to make sure the CDC has enough funding and smart people.
Hey, Republicans, so you got Trump, you got your tax break. What are you going to do if you're choking to death on your own shitty mucus? How are you going to enjoy all that money, you fucks?
It says the United States, this is from the CNN.
Big news. Yes.
has its first confirmed case of a new virus that appeared in Wuhan, China.
Damn!
Last month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced today.
We still have that?
It's a coronavirus.
Yes.
Not like the beer.
Corona.
I don't believe.
Right.
It's very inappropriate. But I'm not at my best right now. I'm tweeting at the same time as I'm reading.
Why are you tweeting?
Because we're down.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Cox Cable.
I'm on. I'm using my cell phone to do the stories and to tweet to Cox the World, to tweet to our beloved listeners that are listening live.
Hey, contact Pensacola Cox Cable and let them know you're trying to hear a fucking podcast, and they're keeping you from that.
So this is a coronavirus which has already made hundreds of people sick, killed six people.
Okay.
In Asia.
Oh, shit.
I think it's a lungy kind of thing. CDC officials said the United States will be more strict about health screenings of airline passengers arriving from Wuhan.
Okay.
The patient's not being named, is now in isolation at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett, Washington. Isn't this how every apocalyptic virus movie starts?
Right, right. Somebody get Morgan Freeman in there on a helicopter. And find who else is in those like movies about diseases. Who's the guy that was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off to hit the dude in the car while he was drunk? Oh, Matthew Broderick.
Jeez.
Remember that?
Was he in one of those movies?
Yeah, man. He hit a guy. I think it was in
Dustin
Scotland.
Hoffman, I know.
Dustin Hoffman was in Outbreak.
Right. Wasn't there
Matthew
one called
Broderick was in King Kong.
Wasn't there one called Virus?
Virus. That was with Angelina Jolie and Bill Pullman.
Oh man, look at you!
No, I'm just
IMDb.
I'm just making people. I don't. It's just a lie.
That's very Trumpian.
Oh yes.
It says on the Twitter machine.
Yes.
Oh, Midnight Mitch is the new M for Mitch.
Hey, I was trying to understand that. That's a reference to Watergate, right?
No, it's a reference to the fact that he made the rules so that the Democrats could get 24 hours total of testimony, of opening statements.
He started at midnight.
No, but you have to have it done by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Thereby saying if the Democrats want to do it, they're going to be. And they can't start till 1 in the afternoon because John Roberts has a day job.
No, he doesn't. What does he do? He's on SCOTUS?
He's a little busy being the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So he can't come over until like 1-ish.
Yes, he can.
So he comes over and I kind of agree. I would say, get the fuck over there, dickhead.
Can't
you take a couple of weeks of, telecommuting maybe? Maybe send... I don't know, Snapchat with Alito on what you want to do. So therefore, if they don't start till 1 or 2, if the Democrats want to get 12 hours in, it's 12 hours a day, today and tomorrow, therefore they're going to be going at midnight. So they're hoping, the Republicans are hoping that... people are just going to get weary of it. Nobody's going to watch the juicy parts.
And all this is about Donald Trump and keeping that fuckstick in office. That's what this is about.
Well, right. Well, we knew that's going to happen. But the Democrats were hoping at least to get it out to the public.
Well, they did.
And
in
let
the
public see. But a lot more people are going to pay attention to what's going on in impeachment than the possible impeachment hearing in the House.
Our country, we all need to come to an understanding that document that we spend all day sucking off, we love it so much. Oh boy, our Constitution.
It's pretty old and wrinkled and parchmenty now.
And this is here's the problem. Impeachment is supposed to save us from this shit. And it's clearly not. It's not. And we can say why it didn't work and all this other shit. But we all need to realize that our government sucks. This is bullshit.
Yeah, well, it needs some tweaking. Definitely.
I mean, our president isn't the guy we elected. No one, everybody wants him removed from the Senate. We aren't even getting a trial. We all want free college. We don't have it. Women should have the right to choose. That's not the case. Our prisons are privatized.
Which is, yeah, oh, there's so many problems.
And our future is is Brazil.
And with the Citizens United, I saw that article about, and we've talked about it too, how that Citizens United decision sucking off the corporate wang-a-lang is what gave us on a nice silver platter with apples in their mouths, Lev and Igor.
Oh, yes. God, I'm just...
Whose job it was, and you think they're the only ones? Whose job it was to come to literally figure out ways to create corporations and shell corporations and charities and bullshit to funnel foreign money into our elections.
Let me help our country out a little bit. Quit investigating Hillary. Who gives a fuck? Fuck the DNC. Who cares? Not important right now, dickheads. Russia. Trump. How do we get out from under them? That's the thing, right? The other shit is bullshit.
Right.
It's peripheral. It kind of doesn't matter. It makes me nuts when people don't appreciate, like, how insane things are right now. I don't get it. Everybody's sitting there thinking, oh, you know, the election, well, this election will come along. Well, fucking... Amy Klobuchar will win, and Trump will say, oh, I concede the election. I had a good time. I'm going to step down. I'm going to leave the White House and get arrested by the state of New York and die in fucking jail. We think that's the plan. That's hilarious.
What was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about the virus. Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Oh, God. So it's good news Tuesday.
So maybe the virus zombie apocalypse.
Man.
Yeah, we're getting fucked with the impeachment.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, we knew we would.
Right.
So the question then becomes, like I was saying earlier, is this the best of what the Republicans could do of the horrible choices they had? Because if they vote to have witnesses, then John Bolton's gonna show up, and Trump, by all reports, is staining his adult diapers over the thought of John Bolton testifying. He doesn't want that to happen. So they're saying, is it going to be worse to have Bolton testify or to have people testifying than the potential backlash there may be for just saying no witnesses? So they're worried about, because if they say, hey, let's have witnesses, then they start losing Trump base.
And then you know what they're going to do?
Then the Trump base starts saying, wait a minute, now Mitch is a rhino. They're all rhinos.
You know, we have to start thinking, and I don't know what the solutions are, but the reality is, okay, so now they thwarted this impeachment thing. But you know the House is going to send more shit down. They absolutely, it's their duty to. They really should.
Duty.
Yes. And so he's going to lose that election. And then we have to start thinking of what desperate people do. False flags. That, like, we have to understand that's a possibility. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I mean, that's not that crazy. They're going to fabricate some fucking thing to make it look like, you know, Trump can't leave office. Who fucking knows? And then he'll say, oh, I'm leaving in a week. And he won't leave in a week. It'll be 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, this motherfucker is just there.
Well, I mean, then the people are in the streets. I have no doubt.
Well, see.
I mean, people came out in good numbers for the Women's March.
Right.
I mean, not the original good numbers, but still good numbers. Enough people in even this little small town of Pensacola, there was good.
There's a lot of people
there. Yeah. Good representation. So, the, I we just got to get people out to fucking vote in bigly enough and have him lose enough states that he won with the Electoral College.
Right.
But it's not looking good. And I was looking at the polls over the weekend or yesterday or some fucking shit, whenever the hell I was looking at.
Yes.
Offline. And in Michigan, there's a recent poll that shows, I think it was Biden, Warren, Buttigieg, and Bloomberg of the top Democrats all beating Trump. In Michigan, which won.
Right.
And, you know, Michigan kind of turned around as far as like some of the, like the governorship and shit like that. So.
Right.
It might be, if we get enough blue people out to keep Michigan.
Right.
He's going to start having a hard time. A couple of these, you know, if he loses Ohio and Michigan. It's just those states that he flipped that Hillary took for granted.
And so
the Rust Belt, whatever the fuck you want to call it, the white belt.
So what people are nervous about the primary is that any candidate that might not play well in that state for whatever fucking reason is kind of terrifying, right?
Whatever candidate
from our side, from the Dems, that may not do so well in an Ohio or whatever the fuck.
Right.
That's a terrifying option, I guess. Well, it's all terrifying.
Well, it's all kind of terrifying, yeah. But I think all of the Dems will play well in Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I think if you get Bernie going, you get Elizabeth going.
Right.
Or even Biden. Everybody likes Biden anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's his to lose, sort of. He's working real hard on it.
God, what a horrible.
With that Social Security shit that was coming up and that racist shit where he playing that trope of kind of saying, you know, well, yeah, black families got to step up too, kind of shit. Wasn't that it? Something like
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. That was fucking insane. That was insane. And like, God, the thing about what the Democrats shouldn't have to do is prove their candidate's not racist. That's for Trump, right? I mean, that's Trump's thing, right? He's the racist candidate. I mean, what the fuck?
Right.
I mean, you know, if this were whatever a normal Republican would be, some little basic bitch, George Bush, fuck me in the face Republican that loses an election, just a little sad dick fucking concession speech and waddles home, then I wouldn't feel so weird. But this guy is fucked up. And this guy, when he leaves office, he could very well die in jail, right? Poor.
I mean, yeah.
And they're gonna take,
we'll see.
I mean, if they RICO the guy, they're going to take all his money, right?
I mean, they're going to. I'm hoping that there's none of this reunite the country bullshit.
Yeah. We don't need to.
That's how you reunite the country, is you throw him in jail is how you reunite the country. Because you're going to lose us.
Yes.
If the Democrats say, well, to reunite the country, we're going to let him and these other assholes slide. Fuck that. Then you're losing us.
Then what is it worth? You know, on some level, it's like, then what are we even doing? What are we even doing if we're not going to do anything about Russia taking over? Russia putting their guy in the fucking White House.
What does that say about future presidents?
What does that say to the rest of the planet that we're not concerned? God, I mean, let's say a Democrat is able to get in the White House after he wins fairly reasonably, right? How's Germany supposed to view that Democrat? And how do they make deals with that Democrat knowing that if that Democrat loses and the Republicans win again, that they could be back to the same fucking thing?
Right.
We have to, for the rest of the planet to treat us like not the fucked up dog at the dog park, we got to make some changes, I would think.
It's a dog whisperer reference.
Yes.
Just to.
Oh, yes.
Deep cover there.
Cesar Millan. What's he up to?
Still alive? He's still doing that shit. Oh, okay, yeah, I saw something with him online the other day.
Right.
He still gets the absolute full tooth bleaching treatment.
Oh, shit.
Available, known to man.
He's 15 years old, right?
But he's still doing his thing.
Wow.
We've got, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for downloading us, because you're not listening live. I'm looking right now, and our cable is still not back. because I had to switch. Fuck? I had to switch my phone over to.
My cable's working.
Your internet is working over there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, let me see. Well, yes. Well, no, yeah, it is working.
The,
Good God. I just saw a goddamn headline. Video emerges of Lev Parnas holding Karen Pence's hand at a celebration.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's behind him. He's sitting down. And she's behind him, and he's, like, patting her hand, and she's kind of talking to somebody else, and then she starts talking to him again. And then he says something to her, and she takes her hand off, and she starts rubbing his back, like friendly. Not like she's...
Do they know each other?
I don't know.
I mean, is that something you do to someone you don't know?
I mean, it could be that...
anonymous Bumble date?
Could be that they were... just, you know, she's just working the tables. It right. kind of looked like kind of a thing, but nonetheless, he's there. We talked about this offline also.
Yeah, yeah. He's
even
in
though
lots
yes,
of pictures.
The Republicans are saying these are events, and you know they're doing that to everybody. Everybody at the event is going to have Karen Pence come up and fondle them in some aspect. If you give $50,000, but the or whatever. Or get into these events. The thing is, how was Lev at all of these events?
And why?
I think we may be back.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys. But why is he? Why?
Thanks for hanging in there, those that are probably having to fucking refresh. Yeah, but I think we may be back.
Fuckers at Cox Live. Cable. Fuck you. And you know, man, why? But why is he there? And Lev Parnas, just so I understand, is a Russian gangster, right?
Well, yeah. He's a Russian shady character. Didn't, I mean, the dead rat thing may give one pause.
That's gangsterish. Sending someone a dead animal?
Slightly.
As a threat seems very gangsterish.
Right.
It's actually iconically gangsterish. I mean, are there a lot of Russian mobsters hanging out with Michelle and Barack on the weekends? Are they, you know what I mean? Any other... Does Jimmy Carter chill with Lev Parnas at the Golden Corral?
Oh, they have rappers though, Ryan. They have rappers, Negro rappers that hang out with them.
God. It's just, I don't know what to say. We have a bunch of people in this country that grew up in the 80s watching movies and reading Tom Clancy books where the Russians were the bad guys. And now there's hard evidence that the Russians fuck with our elections. And those people don't give a fuck. Or they're not concerned. It's very odd. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting a call from a telemarketer. Why don't they give a fuck?
Well, but if it says telemarketer, why are you putting it through?
Oh, Apple, that's a good point.
AT&T. Right. I'm outing who my service provider is.
Yeah, because, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, they're not going to leave because I'm doing this. And probably because the telemarketer, there's probably some like telemarketer lobbying, phone lobby kind of fucking thing where it's like there's some kind of FCC regulation saying they have to put that call through, right? They have to tell you that it's spam rather than just blocking it.
But I thought telemarketers aren't supposed to exist. I thought we're on that do not call. I'm on that do not call list for my cell phone.
Well, it looks like Tim Apple's fucking you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
He's got money.
Tim Apple.
I can be purchased for seven figures, maybe.
Wasn't Reagan like an ad guy, a spokes guy, like TV spokesman kind of pitchman? That was his
thing, sure.
Right?
Yeah, like old cigarette commercials and shit. Yeah.
That's how Trump's similar to Reagan, right? I mean, excuse me. Trump doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Right.
Tim Apple.
Tim, I'd like to thank Tim Apple.
Why? Whose last name has ever been Apple?
Well, there's Apple Paltrow, that's her first name.
Apple Paltrow, mm-hmm. Daughter of Gwyneth. Owner of the Gwyneth
Paltrow. Consciously uncoupled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Buy my vaginal candles.
Right.
What if the power goes out?
I wonder if it's a post steaming and rocks up there odor, or if it's pre.
You know what
or during? Maybe it's.
Well, you know what it is.
Ode pousse with rocks.
It is a bunch of scientists in a room with in a lab, and they're working on. I don't know what you do. They're working on different scents, and they bring swatches of scents to Gwyneth, and they're like, "Is this close to what's going on down there, or no?" And she says, "Yes or no." I mean, does Gwyneth QC every?
Well,
candle?
How is she whiffing her own vahoo?
Well, she's a rich lady, dude. She takes yoga.
You think there's a gadget for that? Oh, yoga.
She's very.
I thought maybe something at Goop they sell where it's right. your test your own vagina.
Oh yeah, that exists, I'm sure.
Thanks for joining us,
it's
everybody.
A drone. Mm-hmm.
So glad we're streaming live again. now I can look at stories back on the internet.
Oh shit!
This is Elizabeth Warren.
Ooh.
May have heard of her,
right?
Currently, really suffering the slings and arrows of the online bodosphere,
right? Absolutely.
Quite pro-Bernie these days.
Yes.
And very anti-Elizabeth.
You know, I can see how that's effective, right? Because the bots come on there, they get the Bernie bros riled up, and that makes me
well,
hate
they
the
have
Bernie
the subtle
bros.
Misogyny and the and all that shit, and oh, she's dishonest, and she obviously lied about what Bernie said, because she's just a lying Pocahontas.
Is it people getting... Never Warren trending, or was it the Bernie
Bros?
No,
it was the bots.
It was the bots.
Pretending to be Bernie Bros.
Oh, my God.
But then there are real Bernie Bros that are right up there.
Yeah.
Believing the bot shit.
It's, I don't know. What do we do? what do we do about this bullshit?
Look into what the bots are pushing. And understand where the fuck it's coming from, and then fire a brain cell or two to try to figure out why it's coming from them.
Fuck you!
Why are they pro-Bernie right now?
Brain cell!
2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren pledged to start an independent Justice Department task force if she's elected, solely to investigate possible corruption by members of the Trump administration.
Hell fucking yes. Now we're motherfucking talking. Now we're getting somewhere. There we go. Finally. That's it. We want shit like that.
To, quote, restore public confidence in government and to deter future wrongdoing.
We gotta drive these motherfucking fascist Nazi fucks back into the motherfucking woods. It's insane.
She said she would ask for the resignation of all of Trump's political appointees, all of them, at the start of her administration.
Yes.
Retaining, quote, only those positions necessary to preserve continuity and protect national security during the transition period.
Because she's taking it seriously. Someone's taking it seriously. Holy fuck!
Quote, rebuilding our government to work for the people won't just happen. It's going to require painstaking work, extraordinary drive and urgency, and a serious plan to root out the corruption and incompetence that Trump will leave behind.
You got to make
burn the sheets, too. You don't ever want to. I think I would replace the mattress on the Lincoln bed.
Yes. Well, right. And like
plumbing.
And seriously, how do we
toilet seat? Definitely.
How do we know this is not listening devices and super duper high tech spying bullshit just all over that fucking White
House?
Well,
there is Trump's iPhone that walks around with him everywhere.
You don't need. Wait, I'm stupid. You don't need super duper spying shit to.
No.
To go, you just walk the fuck up.
Probably
there.
That's one of the reasons Trump looked all power fucked.
Yes.
After. That
power fucked.
Power, after that meeting at wherever the fuck that meeting was.
You know, some dude in the who was in charge of cybersecurity at the White House recently resigned because he's like, the Trump administration is purposely leaving us vulnerable to cyber attacks. I can't do my job. The guy fucking left.
Yeah, there you go. I said he's gonna He's going to let Putin diddle with a couple of places.
Yes.
And then say the entire, then say, oh, look, bad Putin.
Right.
Or he'll say it wasn't Putin, it was somebody. They'll false flag it or frame somebody. It was Iran.
Right.
And then he'll say, oh, I've got to throw out the results of the election.
Yes.
That I lost bigly.
Absolutely. I think
it's obviously
that
it was all fake. Obviously, Russia was interfering on the part of my opponent. Which is what they're saying.
Well, listen,
he's saying Ukraine interfered in the election on Hillary's behalf, not Russia on behalf of Trump.
As long as that motherfucker is in the White House, he can do whatever the fuck he wants to. He is above the law.
Kind of.
He's above the law. That memo from that fuckhead that went to jail in Watergate, that attorney general, whatever that memo is, he can't be indicted. So he's above the law. And he's real. I feel like
penetration of the vagina or rectum by any object.
Yeah, they can kind of do whatever they want because, yeah, Bill Barr is the attorney general. And I own the Senate. How are you going to fuck with me? Even a lava lamp.
So Elizabeth Warren.
Yes,
we approve.
Right. Absolutely.
Of a special panel to root out the corruption of the previous.
Hell yeah.
An independent DOJ panel. Let them be independent so that the squealers can't cry that it's all political.
Who cares, though? Let them cry. Because you know why, dude? They're going to cry anyway. They're going to, this little bitch is going to cry anyway. It's crazy.
And, you know, I assume we're going to have contingency plans for taking to the streets when. When the possibility, we got to prepare ourselves for the possibility we're not going to win,
right?
For whatever reasons,
and
in November,
that to me is disturbing. That is why when I listen to these Democrats talk about what they want to do when they get elected, who the fuck are they kidding? When they get elected, no. When you get in the office, and when you have the Senate, and when you have the House, because if you have Republicans, you're not going to be able to do shit, and Trump's not leaving, so. Figure out a plan. You're right. There needs to be a contingency plan. And we need to start hearing about it from our leaders.
Right.
On that side. And they can't be afraid. Nobody wants to say, like, what do we do if Trump doesn't leave? Because the right will say that, you know, the left is hysterical. You goddamn right they're hysterical. Vladimir Putin is in charge of our motherfucking government. We should be running around with our hair on fucking fire.
Okay, so we've got an update.
Yes.
The House record will be admitted as evidence.
Okay.
In the trial in the Senate.
Right.
But each side, oh my God, each side retains the ability to raise motions regarding what can be added or struck as evidence. So in theory, they were talking about this last night on telly. Worst case scenario, they could literally rewrite the entire history of the evidence and say, we agree that Trump said this, and then just cross out the part where he said, though.
Oh,
we don't
God.
Accept that as evidence.
Well,
they literally could do that.
That's what they did with the call, too, right? The Ukraine call, right? They took the transcript away, put it in the super secret server before Venkman can make the edits.
Oh, right. And we got an edited version that still implicates Trump. Imagine what's on the unedited version. Imagine what's on other things in that server, calls that he had.
You know, when you read about Brazil and what they're going through, that does feel like a preview. That is a preview of what is in store for us. Because right now, a journalist is getting arrested.
No, he's here. They can't arrest him here.
I thought he was in
Glenn Greenwald. No, well, I think he's here.
Well, oops.
Back to McConnell. The So McConnell's first draft of the rules of engagement blocked the new evidence that's been unearthed.
Oh, good.
Since they finished the official impeachment. So all the Lev stuff, everything. Just since then. Well, then draft new articles.
Right. What? Yeah. That's what should happen, right?
I'll say, hey, these guys didn't have a fair trial, so we're just gonna, they wouldn't allow this evidence, so we're gonna draft new articles of impeachment on the mounting evidence.
Yeah.
On this other evidence.
Yeah.
There's no rule against double jeopardy in impeachment.
And
there's no rule against that. Right. There's no law.
And people say, well, you're not going to get him out of office that way. Yeah, you're right. Well, we might not get him out of office anyway.
But we keep this shit in the headlines.
We have to know what's happening, don't we?
Right.
You can't just stop caring.
It left open room for Trump's lawyers to move immediately to dismiss the impeachment charges.
Yes.
But such a vote, they think, would fail. They think the Republicans wouldn't go that far even.
Right.
So they're going to allow a fake sham. They're going to argue over the evidence that's already been presented. And they're going to say, fake, we don't want that. Fake, we don't want that. And they're going to completely exonerate him. He's going to say, that's it. I'm vindicated. I'm 100%. I'm 100% innocent and vindicated. Therefore, I did nothing.
And so what will then happen will be Trump will exact revenge and he will say, Now we're really looking into this fake impeachment shit.
Oh, right. It was treason is what Schiff did.
Right. And some of these reporters lied. And these people lied. There's going to be a list.
The new book coming out. I'm going to have to get it on Audible I think it's called A Stable Genius. Rachel Maddow had Philip Rucker and Carol Lessig, I think is her name.
Yes.
From the Washington Post wrote it, and she had the two of them on and got some of the new shit they're coming up with. They're the ones who we talked about the excerpt. I don't know if we ever did talk about it on the show where we found out that he, in this meeting, we got the backstory basically for the meeting where Rex Tillerson looked at everybody and said, he's a fucking idiot after he left the room.
We did talk about this.
On the show.
Oh, we might have been sitting in the living room.
Regardless, we'll recap it. It was, if you get the book, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, get the book. Ooh. Or Audible, listen to the book. They had a Fisher Price presentation, a Sesame Street video of what's going, why NATO is good. and just other things, and that Trump glazed over, started arguing with them, and at one point said, you're all a bunch of babies, you're all a bunch of losers, I wouldn't go to war with any of you.
He's talking to and the generals and
the
say?
Joint Chiefs of Staff and major leaders in other military leaders.
But doesn't he have to go to war with those people if he goes to war? Or he can fire him, I guess.
So. He's the commander in chief.
Oh, my God.
And
you fucking idiots.
And that's when allegedly the story is that Tillerson spoke up. Tillerson looked around the room and was like waiting for someone to speak up. And they said that was the moment in the book. I wonder if they talked to Tillerson, but that was the moment that Tillerson supposedly realized that Mattis wasn't going to do shit, that Mattis was a good soldier who would just answer to his superior officer.
Right. That's terrifying.
Which I say, fuck Mattis for that.
Absolutely, man.
All
these people. I mean, really, all these people that took a job and supported this fucking fascist.
But he allegedly, that's when Tillerson spoke up and said, you can't do that. This is, you got, and he supposedly said, you've got all of this wrong. All of it wrong. All of it backwards. And that's when Trump huff and puff and left the room and shit. And from then on, you know, Mattis was persona non grata, I guess, probably.
Right.
That's when allegedly, not Mattis, Tillerson looked into the room and said, he's a fucking moron.
And then one day in Africa, Tillerson was on the toilet. And he got fired.
Yeah, right. He got warned. He got warned from the chief of staff.
What the fuck?
That Trump was about to fire. Yeah.
And the problem with all this
shit is
he's
got the Alaska or the African trots.
You know, this makes Tillerson look like he's standing up to this Donald Trump or something. But let's remember, this guy is an un-American dickbag oil fuck, right? That's Tillerson, who was Vladimir Putin wanted this guy to be our Secretary of State.
He got
for
the
some
highest
fucking
civilian
reason.
Honor from
in
Putin.
Russia, right?
Yeah, he got the Medal of Fellatio from the Russian people or whatever, the friend of Russia.
I have received the Medal of Fellatio. Now I will be your Secretary of State. It's bizarre.
And eventually it's going to come out. It's all going to come out eventually. Where did that come from? Who first floated the idea of the head of Exxon being Secretary of State?
And we're supposed to ignore the fact that Exxon...
way into Russia.
Oh, of course, because Exxon wanted the sanctions list lifted because they owned the mining rights to a bunch of bullshit over there.
Yeah, $500 billion worth of oil development that's being held up because of sanctions.
And what an old white oil guy would do for $500 billion.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I mean, you know.
And Putin.
Yeah. It's so blatant. The corruption is so blatant. And the people that don't give a fuck, I don't know what to tell them.
That's what we say to them.
That's a good start. That's a good fucking start, man.
We've got... what else? Where is that story?
Yes.
That I hate. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you a long time. Oh, Trump's right. America?
Fuck you, motherfucker!
Saw this over the weekend. Here's just a little bit of Trump's America, but this is good news.
Yeah.
This comes in the middle. I gotta
start
the backstory. Well, this is on a bus.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Good news. I don't know even where the fuck on a bus it is, but there is, apparently there were two people. I first thought they were speaking Spanish. Not that I heard them and thought they were speaking Spanish. I thought going into the video they were speaking Spanish and someone got offended. But it turns out they're speaking Chinese to each other.
Mandarin.
And a, let's call her racist white fucking lady, asshole. Right. starts in on them.
Yes.
What, you're in America? Why don't you speak English? Shit.
Oh my god. Oh my god. What?
Now, first of all, how do you know that they're not tourists? Like, how do you know that it's not somebody from another country visiting?
Yes.
And the welcome mat they receive
is
your big fat tongue wagging at them. To speak American, you're an American.
And you know, the craziness is, when you go to Europe, everybody speaks English. Most people speak English.
Most people do speak English.
And we don't speak French. We don't speak Spanish. We don't speak German. We don't speak anything but English, barely, because we're a bunch of dumb fucks.
Well, right. And the know-nothings of the Republican knuckle-dragger sphere.
MAGA!
Are the ones we bring it up all the time. Portman.
Oy.
Was it Portman?
Rob
Huntsman.
Portman?
Huntsman.
Oh, yes. Rob.
Huntsman. No, it's Huntsman, I think.
Yeah.
Speaks Chinese.
I can't remember.
He was the ambassador to China.
Right.
Our ambassador, who, gosh, if you're the ambassador in a country, wouldn't it be just but peaches and cream if you could speak the language?
I mean,
he speaks Chinese.
Yes.
But when he ran for president in the primary against, I think it was when Romney was running.
Oh, yes.
In the early primaries. The one that Romney ended up winning.
Yes.
The knuckle-dragger wing of the party, which at this point was metastasizing and growing before presenting us with the afterbirth of Trump.
Right.
They were squealing, you can't have Huntsman. He speaks Chinese. He's obviously not loyal to America.
And you know, maybe the guy
there were assholes who literally said that.
And if the guy speaks Chinese, he studied it probably, I imagine, for a long fucking time, for some reason. And it wasn't to be some super duper spy, right? I mean, this is so dumb. We're so unenlightened. You should want your president to speak different languages.
Well, right.
And our leaders. You
How
should
spectacular.
Want them to be smart. You should want them to be smart.
Right.
And not fucking Nazi rapists. God damn.
But the Republicans, they like those strong, dumb daddies.
They like
Reagan, the big dumb daddy loads. They that's why they didn't like George H.W. Bush, because he was kind of a bookish goose stepper.
I mean, the
asshole
guy ran
who was the head of the CIA. Yeah, so he obviously had a big brain.
CIA, yes. Yeah.
That's not, they didn't like him.
No. They
weren't into him. They loved them some Reagan. They loved them some Trump.
They loved the
dumb, lumbering load daddy type that they think is masculine because it reflects their big old fat guts with their beards.
Right. They loved GW. They loved him. They elected him twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Another not brilliant, not stupid, kind of dumb, but not really as stupid as Trump. I mean, I don't think you can meet that. Did you see the other story? Wait, do I have it?
Right.
Did you see this Constitution thing?
Yeah. I mean,
there's a project. I gotta look for it. Where it was a bunch of, it's like the Constitution Project or something like that. Where a bunch of luminaries, just read the text of the Constitution.
Right.
On video.
Yeah.
And they got Carter and they got Bush.
Yes.
Bill Clinton.
Right.
And they got Trump. But I guess his story is that
Trump can't read.
Right. And that during his session, he got really pissed off and because he literally couldn't read the teleprompter of the text of the Constitution and kept saying shit like, this is, what is this? This is like a different language, isn't it? What is it like a different language?
Wait.
He spoke a different language back then.
But he's in a studio, right? He's just in a studio reading it.
No, he's probably in an office and they set up a camera or something.
I mean, it must be comfortable is my point. He's not in front of a crowd. Just read the thing, dickhead. I bet he can't read. I bet that's one of the other things we're going to learn. We're going to learn Donald Trump doesn't know how to fucking read.
Well, except...
I bet.
Except little, like, fourth grade level.
Yeah.
Didn't they say he speaks in third or fourth grade level?
If as a toddler, if you're making 300 grand a year in the 70s... When was he a toddler?
The 50s?
The 50s!
The 40s?
300 grand the 40s. In the 40s!
Yeah.
Was that a lot of money?
Oh, my God.
He's making that as a toddler.
Me? Yeah.
If I'm making 300 grand a year, I go into first grade. I'm like, hey, I'm making $300,000 a year in 1950. And some teacher's like, learn fractions. I'm going to be like, suck my dick. I have $300,000. You learn fractions.
Vanity Fair, this is Phil Rucker and Carol Lenig. They wrote an article over there for Vanity Fair.
Yes.
These are the authors of A Very Stable Genius, crabdiving.com/audible, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Right.
Listen to that shit or read that shit. Awesome. It's not shit. It's great.
Bam.
While being filmed for a documentary, the president stumbled through his chosen passage, taking his frustration out on everyone around him.
Is there a video of this?
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
The documentary titled The World, The Words That Built America.
Okay.
Is directed by Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra Pelosi.
Okay.
So she wanted a bipartisan, all six living presidents,
yes,
as well as six vice presidents, would join in reading the Constitution on camera. Other political figures and actors would read portions of the Bill of Rights,
right,
and the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. You know, I was saying the day's a lot easier when those actors, when Alec Baldwin rolls in to read something, everybody's day is easier, right?
Oh, a lot easier. Well, you did say Alec Baldwin, right?
Baldwin is not putting up with
shit.
Yeah,
that may.
My water's the wrong temperature.
Each performance would be edited to create a lively, unabridged reading of the treasured documents. On March 1st, she and her crew arrived at the White House. They were getting ready in the blue room.
Okay.
I blew myself.
Ha
The Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Deep cut. Right. Not a deep cut. That's a pretty famous one.
Well, what's the actor's name that blew himself? He's a comedian, Dave Cross.
Dave Cross.
Little Davy Cross painted himself blue, like in the Blue Man Group.
He was auditioning for Blue Man Group.
That's right.
And Michael, the character, walked in and said, "Well, how'd you get that makeup on?" And he deadpanned and said, "I blew myself, Michael." Something like that. I blew myself.
What is the Jason Bateman says?
There's got to be a better way to say that.
You know, and I get it. If you're auditioning for the Blue Man Group, I would paint myself blue because my experience in auditioning for people is like sometimes these auditors have no imagination and they might look at you and say, "Hey,
sometimes
I can't imagine you in blue paint. So just do it for them." They'll even say, "Hey, wear an orange shirt to the audition because the character's going to wear an orange shirt." And these guys, if you don't have an orange shirt on, they'll be like, "But I can't imagine him in an orange shirt."
There is a level, though.
What do you mean?
There's a level. Because I got to work in casting a little wee bit in L.A. for some telly and for some movies. And you want to give the feeling of the character or whatever.
Yes.
But don't be the guy that shows up in a cop uniform.
Right.
To audition for a cop.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, if you're shooting a little short film or something, somebody shows up in a cop uniform, you're like, I don't have to get a cop uniform.
That's different than. Right. It's a little different than network TV.
But, you know, if you're auditioning for, like, you know, what's one of these shitty Disney films that has to be on Broadway these days? What's the one with all the dancing fucking furniture? Like, if you're going to be the candelabra, the candle guy.
Oh, yeah. Beauty and the Beast.
And you fit in the candle costume. That's a big part of it. That's a real big part of it. I don't have to make another candle costume for that dickhead.
Yeah. You're saying it's they weight shame or they?
Yes. They everything shame. It's the entertainment industry. And then on top of that, Harvey Weinstein's like, "Suck my dick. I'm going to jack off in a plant. You're going to watch."
So the Blue Room is where they were going to interview Trump.
Yes.
It says that it is sits at the center of the residence part. It's an opulent parlor.
Ooh.
So Trump probably gets hard walking in there.
Because that's what he likes, right? He likes curtains.
Tacky.
Carpet, all that shit.
It opens to the south portico. The Blue Room is distinguished by its French blue draperies and gold wallpaper.
Is it the color of James Comey's suit?
Who cares about this? It was where, just in case, Ryan, you were wondering, it was where President Grover Cleveland and his wife exchanged vows in 1886.
Ooh! 1886! What was it like back then?
Different. Oh, and that's where they put the big Christmas tree every year.
Oh, okay.
In this oval-shaped room, the Blue Room.
Fuck yes.
Trump seemed uncomfortable and stiff.
Yes.
He didn't greet people.
What?
He stood waiting for someone to approach him. He walked into the room and stood there waiting for someone to approach him.
I want to be received.
She said she went, this is Pelosi Jr., not Junior, what was her name?
Pelosi.
Pelosi's Jr.'s daughter, Alexandra Pelosi.
Hey, Trump, what's your fucking problem?
She went to thank Trump for participating in this, but she appeared to have no idea who she was.
Right.
Apparently no one told him who she was or that she was the director. Trump asked her for some water.
A director? A film director.
Can you get me some water?
Nancy Pelosi
Jr. Hey, baby,
Jr.
can you get me some water?
Nancy Pelosi Jr.
Alexandra Pelosi.
Okay, Alexandra Pelosi Jr. is a film director.
She's not a junior.
I'm sorry. But she's a film director.
She's an accomplice. Yes.
These people have egos. These film directors, you cannot fuck with them on any level. Some of them I don't know that you can look at. I did a corner bakery commercial, and the guy that directed American History X was directing that, and he was a fucking asshole.
So, get this. She handed him a bottle of Aquafina from her purse.
Yes.
She said, I've been to the White House before on various visits to see previous presidents because of her mother.
Right.
She said, there's always protocols. She said, there were no protocols. There was nothing going on. Nobody stopped to say, hey, maybe you shouldn't drink that water from somebody's purse that just walked in the place.
Oh, my God. So this is like an episode of 24, right? So somebody sneaks in there, slips it's the like president some cares. Water. He passes out. You right. switch him out with a body double. This is some crazy fucking shit.
Meanwhile, a White House staffer gave other crew members instructions about what they could and couldn't do with the president.
Yes.
The first rule was for makeup.
Okay.
One, do not touch the president's hair. Two,
don't touch his hair.
On his face, light powder only.
Okay.
And the next, now this is interesting. The next instruction was for the technical crew. Could they make the lighting a little warmer, a little more orange? He prefers a warmer glow on camera.
What is it? What is it? What kind of body dysmorphia do you have? Some issue, right? Where you look at yourself and you're like, no matter what, I need to look orange. What does that mean? What is that? Is that fuckface-itis?
I guess. It's the same thing that, you know, you see these old ladies with like the giant crazy hair and the tons of makeup, and it's like nobody tells them.
Well, they like
you
it.
Know,
or...
You need to tone it down a little. It doesn't tone it down a bit.
Does nobody ask her? Melania never rolls over in bed and says, hey, Tubba Lard, why do you want to be orange? She probably never. Do they sleep in the same bed?
Who?
Melania.
And Melania and who? Before I answer yes or no.
Not Donald Trump, baby!
So, the director, Alexandra Pelosi,
right,
had allowed presidents and vice presidents to pick which part of the Constitution they wanted to read. Now, I am amazed.
Right.
That he didn't pick the Second Amendment.
I was going to say, surely I want to pick the one about my big dick extension. Shit, yes, guns.
But he did not.
Right.
It says some of them were wary of reading the section on the rules for impeachment or foreign emoluments. That would have been great.
I why didn't they, that you said actors were reading this. Why did someone not have Alec Baldwin put his outfit on and come down and do some as Trump? That would have been great.
Trump selected the opening of Article 2 that addresses the president's election and the scope of his power.
Oh, I like
that.
That's
what Trump always talks about when he's like, if you read Article 2, I could do anything. It gives the president almost unlimited power. No one really knows. It's unreal. Which it doesn't. And someone may need to remind Trump that it's Article 2. Article 1 is the people.
Right.
The House.
Right.
Which is supposed to be the most important part.
Yeah. Well, the House tried.
It says Trump took a seat with the lights on.
He's just standing there in this room. Somebody you don't know, he doesn't know, hands him a glass of water. Right.
No. He walks in and says, can you get me? Hey, she says, hi, Mr. President. You know, thanks for doing this. It's a big honor and all this stuff. And he's like, you know,
thank you.
Thanks, babe. Can you give me some water? Thanks, tits. Is the director around? I'm obviously, the director has a penis.
Yeah. Are you saying he didn't assume she was in charge?
He didn't know who she was.
Right. Nobody told this guy.
So Trump sits down and stumbled, couldn't get out the words.
Yes.
Of the text. Over and over, kept fucking up. He grew irritated. It's really hard to do because of the language here, he said. It's very hard to get through that whole thing without a stumble. He said, it's like a different language, right?
No, it's not. But it's not, dickhead.
The cameraman tried to calm him down, saying, no big deal. Just, you know, take a moment and we'll start again. And Trump tried again and then fucked up and said, it's like a foreign language.
Okay. And the director's like, okay, listen, just don't worry about it. Shake it off. Shake it off. What kind of animal would you be in this? What kind of, what's your spirit animal? How do you direct Donald Trump? You go Meisner?
Oh, sentence by sentence. Let him get sentence by sentence out and just cut it together.
One at a time?
But the whole point was that they were doing it, you know, you read the whole thing, you read your part to the camera, so it's not like they're going to be able to cut it.
Is it true when Ron Howard was on the set of Music Man that his lines came out smoother than Donald Trump reading this? Fucking
in the 50s
constitution
or whatever, yeah. The early 50s, late 50s we're talking about,
man. Ron Howard, man, that guy's career is awesome. Don't you think?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
he'd make a better president than Donald Trump, right? Is he thinking of running? Or?
Yeah, Mo Howard would make a better.
Is that his brother,
Mo from the Three Stooges?
Oh, yes. Maybe would but make back a better then, president. You don't know what these actors from back in the day were into. They could have been in some whacked out shit, I guess. I mean, you know.
Briefly, yes. Section one: the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, and together with the vice president, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows.
Nice read.
Each state shall appoint in such a manner as the legislature may therefore direct a number of electors, blah, blah, blah.
What language is that in?
That's, I don't know, it's like a different language.
I only speak rape.
I think we may have the final product.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I think it's out.
Damn!
They said, this is, again, at Vanity Fair. Members of the crew... were exchanging looks, trying not to be obvious. Some thought Trump would eventually get it. Others were more concerned that he would never get through it without fucking up.
You know, I've had some voiceover things here and there, like a couple of times. Sometimes you just have a line you can't read. You know what I mean? There's a mental block. You just fuck it up over and over again. But then you figure it out. Maybe he figured it out.
Trump was already pissed. He started snapping at the crew, accusing them of distracting him. Quote, you know, your paper was making a lot of noise. It's tough enough.
I want to eat that paper.
God, what a nutball.
Every time, one crew member said, every time he stumbled, he manufactured something to blame people.
Wait, dude, he was on, he's been on TV. He was the host of a television show. He was on Apprentice. Now, I'm sure someone gave him copy to read into the camera, right? Somebody gave his lines at some point. So what's his problem with this?
His crew member said, he never said, sorry, I'm messing this up. Other people, like, let's say normal people, would say, oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
They would be self-effacing. He was making up excuses, saying there were distracting sounds. He was blaming everyone else for his inability to get through it.
That's nice. Great. Wonderful.
He finally made it through one without any errors.
Best
so
read.
We frequently joke about stuff that we'll, you know, like sometimes you'll see athletes in commercials or something, or you see people in commercials and you'll be like, that's the best take.
Oh, my God.
That's the number one take they use. So remember that horrible performance.
It's like these baseball players, dude.
Literally the best one.
They can't read shit.
So no, I think that's this.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to hear this.
That this Trump reading of the Constitution is I think, where is it now? I've heard this.
This is how Trump is different than Reagan, right? Because Reagan can read his lines.
Amazing, huh?
Reagan can read lines.
Yes.
He can be kind of charismatic, I guess, if you're an evangelical fuckface.
So, do we have it? I think we may have it. Now I got to find this fucking thing.
Man,
got sidetracked. With, I mean, America.
I tell you what. Oh, okay, yeah, that's good.
Also, that video. But I'm working on finding the.
The cat when he's reading it.
I think it's out there.
I mean, I would think someone told me, if your job tomorrow morning, I'm going to film Donald Trump reading a paragraph out of the Constitution. How do you prepare for that? Because this guy,
this fucking guy,
Alexandria Pelosi, she must have known. I mean, she knew this would be a rough day or what?
I mean, not that rough, probably. I mean, who thinks the fucker can't get through a few sentences? Well, of course, besides everyone.
Yeah.
Trump couldn't get through it without fucking up?
Do you think Alexandria called Nancy? He's like, hey, mom, you never guess what I'm doing tomorrow. Oh, my God.
After she definitely did.
Right.
You won't believe what this mom, you won't believe what this asshole was like. Yeah, he's Nancy, so horrible. He's so stupid.
If I'm Nancy, I say, listen, you be careful and don't let him rape you.
And who's shocked that he's blaming everybody but himself?
That he sucks?
Remotely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, God. He's not going to be one of these, like, gracious performers. You know?
Office during the term of 4 years and, together with the vice president, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. Each state shall appoint, in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct, a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress.
He looks like someone has got him by the balls and is squeezing with all their might. He looks agonized.
If you're in the room
squinting into the camera.
Oh, God. Oh, I didn't think about there being a visual. But if you're looking at this and you're saying, let's say he's auditioning, he's not president, he's just some racist fuckhead auditioning for something, and you see his tape, you're like, no.
Yeah, I don't think I would call him in.
How many seconds do you get through? How many seconds would you watch?
Do I have the visual?
No? Yes.
No, not much.
Not much. 5 seconds?
Well, that's kind of standard.
Right.
Who was that acting teacher in Chicago that was 5 seconds? He was British. 5 seconds, he used to say.
Peter Forrester.
That's it, I think. A casting dude.
Yeah.
And he used to say you get 5 seconds.
And the audition starts
a lot of times
when you walk your happy ass in that room.
Sometimes earlier.
Yeah, because they're like, "Are you a psycho?"
And if you're a dick to the proctor outside or to the assistant outside or whatever, that info gets back into the casting director.
I would ask that guy. I'd be like, "Hey, you tell me, proctor, if anybody's a cunt out there, I want to know. I'm gonna have to spend days and days on a set with this motherfucker."
Office during the term of 4 years and together
to the jaunty music they're trying to somehow beef up this performance.
How many
with some baroque some jaunty baroque in the background?
How many stringed instruments does it take to make this shit listenable?
With the vice president chosen for the same term be elected as follows. Each state shall appoint, in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct, a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Isn't he spectacular?
Why would this request even get to him? If I'm I don't know who's in charge there, and I'm like, somebody wants Donald to read something and look at the, no, we're not doing that.
What, you're going to have every president accept him?
Yeah. If I'm in charge of Donald Trump. Yeah, or you get this. Or you get this wonderful segment on lots of podcasts. Us people making fun of him doing this. You know what I mean? Like, nobody... I would say just don't do it. Right? I mean...
You would advise don't do it?
Don't do it, dude. You don't have to do this shit. It's going to suck. This is not for you. Reading is not for you, Donald. You don't. He didn't like to read.
True.
Do you think they gave him this the part of the Constitution he's reading ahead of time and he practiced? He didn't fucking practice.
Somebody needs to provide him with copy. This is the Constitution.
Would Sarah Palin have been a worse president than Donald Trump? God, and you know, whatever you say, I feel like there's an argument. Because it's like,
God, yeah, that's an interesting thought to exercise. I don't know. I almost want to say no, but
is she as racist?
We don't know. You know, I don't know. She didn't have a chance to show those colors. Pun, I guess intended.
I mean, we know she's a good mom.
Don't cuss, Willow.
My family's coming to a party, and my son is going to take his shirt off and beat the shit out of you. We're going to arrive in a white limousine. Oh, I'm going to leave the kid in the car.
Oh, no. Do we have a please clap moment from Pete Buttigieg?
Oh, God, Mayor Pete. What the fuck, man?
Buttigieg pleads with silent crowd in Iowa to cheer for him.
You can't beg that crowd. Don't
by having
that.
Better hands guided by better values on those pulleys and levers of American government. So can I look to you to spread that sense of hope to those that you know? Yes. Come on.
That's sad. Thanks to @_Pfeiffer for sending that.
Boy.
@TheRealPfeiffer.
Oh, please clap.
Real one. Hi, I'm the fake Pfeiffer. That is just, can you play George Bush, Jeb, please clap? Do you have that available? Because it's very similar.
You know, I do.
God. Oh, but like.
That was sad.
This is sad too.
This one's a little sad. Less sad. The visual's less sad. But
Mayor Pete, can I ask you something?
That's really pathetic.
If you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, if you have on Stitcher, podcasting app, Spotify, he speaks in public a lot, though, right?
Mayor Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, people aren't clones. They all aren't going to laugh at your shitty stump speech at the same moments. It's going to be different laughs sometimes.
God, there's a lot of white people in Iowa.
Just sit there and...
It's everybody's white. Everybody's white.
Don't you feel like... If you're speaking and you're engaged with your audience, and I mean, this is his fucking stump speech. He must know this backwards and forwards, right? He knows what the fuck he's saying.
Do you want, honestly, do you want to go into this? I think his delivery is shit right here. The way he ends his please clap for me line.
Oh, God.
He falls away on it. It sounds like a comma.
Yeah. Because
he says, you know, you're going to say, okay, here. So can I look to, you know what that I mean? Sucks. It sounds like he's.
What's his husband's name?
So can I look to you to spread that kind of hope to those that you know?
Right, right.
I'm overemphasizing and overacting
if
for purposes
it
of
this guy,
trying
you
to. Well, right. You know
you
what I mean?
Have to
like
do that.
I half feel like, unlike Jeb Bush, that this is just a. Well, Jeb's was pretty pathetic, really pathetic.
That too. If you can. See, the part leading up to the please clap is sad face shitballs. It's so sad. And also, Chast and Buttigieg, I mean, after hearing this, I mean, are you able to sleep with him anymore? I mean,
the first thing that auto completes, so I'm on YouTube, the first thing that auto completes is Jeb Bush, please clap.
I mean, really.
If you type in Jeb Bush.
Because I remember.
Here's the whole clip to the audience. Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush
had an even worse one.
He's having a really bad campaign. Mm. This campaign moment.
You know, I'm sorry, I didn't realize
he's having
it was
a really bad campaign. He is.
Here we go.
Governor.
I guess we got to get pundits talking about it first.
I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. please.
Oh, shit.
See what I mean? Don't you think that that was more of an obvious clap line that just died? But it was his delivery was more of a
yes.
obvious clap line because he was waiting for applause.
We're hearing, yes, and what is happening, and I know Mayor Pete, I'm listening to
him. I'm not trying to defend Pete. It was a shitty performance.
No, but, yeah. no, but the thing that's similar is both of them aren't listening. Both of them are very concerned with the text coming out of their mouth.
Correct.
And they're not present in that room, and they're not reading that fucking room.
Right. Right.
And I think, sorry, Pete, I believe me, this pains me to say, but I think Jeb his delivery's better.
Next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
Oh, no. You know,
oh, no, was the people.
I mean, can you imagine, dude? Pundits. Please clap. Please clap
please
for me.
Please clap.
I want to be your president, but I'm a needy little fuckface. Mayor Pete is exasperated with the audience because he didn't clap where they normally
by having better hands guided by better values on those pulleys and levers of American government. So can I look to you to spread that sense of hope to those that you know? Come on. By having...
That it really is sad, and, you know.
You really got to read the room and not call attention to the fact that you've. Because now, look what happened. Now he's being shared, and it's his please clap moment.
He's not engaged with what he's saying. He's just running through it. We're listening to a man just running through his stump speech. He doesn't give a fuck, you know.
Right, right.
You know it's. It's really a god, boy, that sucked. Jesus Christ, Mayor Pete. What the fuck, man? Did you take a speech class or anything, like any kind of drama? God damn.
You have notes
god,
for him?
God, that sucks. Yeah, it sucks. I don't know. I don't have any notes. The text sucks. The text of that speech sucks. Pulleys and levers, please shove those up your asshole. I don't, what do I do with pulleys and levers? The pulleys and levers of justice.
You pull them.
God,
you
what
pull
a
on your pulleys.
Boring fucking speech. And Jeb too. Please clap. Good fuck.
I'll bet they could both read the Constitution better than Trump, though.
Well, yeah, I think so. I don't.
God. It's like a different language. What the fuck? What did they speak? What did they speak back then? What language did they speak back then?
Listening to Trump read is like listening to a fourth grader barely making it through Go Dog Go in front of everybody in class. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sad. And that Mayor Pete moment is just, whew.
So here's the
holy fuck, dude.
The Trump's America moment that turned good that somehow I got sidetracked earlier into other yeah. stories. Always happens. It's a fluid show.
Ooh, geez. Okay.
We don't have producers or anything. Right. Shelby's asleep, so she
lay down
she
some plastic
care.
For the fluid.
Oh, I see.
The fluid show.
Sure.
I forgot I was going to say
something. You had a point. Yeah.
My point is like, God, it's really it sucks. And like, if you're going to be president, Mayor Pete, good fucking God. Listen, I'm voting blue no matter what. If you're the nominee, I love that. I don't not like you. What I'm talking to you about is like someone needs to talk to you about an adult and how to speak. Because I don't know what the fuck you just did. That was horrible.
We've got this is the Trump's America clip from the bus.
Fuck you.
And this is as I said, two people were speaking Chinese.
Yes.
And this asshole. I have no doubt Trump voter.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
White woman apparently Ooh. Sticks her nose in and tells them, you need to start, you're in America, you need to speak English kind
oh
of shit.
My God.
So now we pick up, this is apparently someone who's Puerto Rican,
okay.
who's on the bus,
right?
Fires up the cell phone.
Now, Puerto Rico is in our country.
Puerto Rico, allegedly.
My baby
but they speak Mexican.
Um, this person fires up the cell phone. So the voice you hear isn't the person that she initially interrupted.
Okay.
The Chinese people speaking Chinese.
Right.
It's a bystander. But then the other voice you hear, the male voice, is another bystander who's a dude, just a white dude, who is not having any of this shit with this racist asshole. Right. And this is what we need more of.
Right.
Because this whole bus turns against her.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this is what we need more of.
Hell yeah.
Super smart.
Yeah.
I was in
you should really take this show on the road.
I'm Puerto Rican. Is that wrong?
That's right. What about this?
We don't know you.
I love Korean.
Do they need to speak English?
I love every
too?
Country. But when they come to America, it would be nice if they spoke English.
Too bad for
That's
you.
That's not racist.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
The United States doesn't have an official language, jackass.
You would like them to speak another language. You would like them to speak. Well, when you go to another country?
Right, right.
Are you going to speak
Cantonese?
I'm sure,
yeah, yeah. I'm sure if this asshole went, this is the bad tourist. This is the asshole that goes to Europe and is mad because a shopkeeper doesn't speak English. What do you mean? You're here in Paris and I'm sure a lot of American tourists come in here. You probably make all your money off Americans. So why don't you speak American? Right.
Listen to me, Democrats, you guys running for president, everybody involved. The country right now is ran by racist lunatics who are stupid like this person. Yelling about it.
So she whips out every trope. Let's move on.
Too bad for
That's
you.
That's not racist.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
The United States doesn't have an official language, jackass.
I never said
it. Well, then they don't have to speak it for you because they're not talking to you.
I'm so glad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You should have just mind your own business.
Nobody would be standing up to your racist ass.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole bunch of other people on this bus just sitting there. I've been in situations like this where people are yelling at each other on the subway or on the bus. Mm-hmm. You just sit and just look at your newspaper and listen to every awesome
Get
detail.
Get that phone out and you record that
you
shit.
Listen to, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
really?
Racism.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And you should learn the definition of it and not to show your ass in public again.
So you get to harass
Nobody's harassing you. You're talking.
So now she says, so you get to harass me. You get to harass me, she says. And because I'm using my freedom of speech. So this asshole harassed two Chinese people speaking Chinese, or they may be Americans now, or they may not. I don't know where they're from. I don't care what language they're speaking.
Is it illegal?
Well, right. So she sticks her nose into their conversation.
Ooh.
And then when someone else calls her on her bullshit, she says, how dare you stick your nose into my conversation?
Oh, my God.
And you're harassing me. This is the victimhood of these spectacular galaxy-sized assholes.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is the victimhood. Oh, you're harassing me because you won't let me harass these two yellow people over here.
Oh, climb up the cross and shove up your asshole. Climb up on your cross.
We're sick of you assholes.
Yeah, you
and this is
going to
happen more, bitches.
Yes.
And should. Public shaming of this shit.
It's standing up for people,
no
too.
No violence. Public shaming.
And you got to stand up for these two people getting yelled at because they're speaking Chinese.
And make sure somebody whips out their cell phone so we can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And have material because we do 2 hours a fucking day. So
Monday
we got
through
Friday.
A
lot of time to fill.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
So you get to harass me.
Nobody's harassing you. You're talking back to me, silly. You stop talking, and so will I.
I was talking to them.
I don't care. They weren't talking to you.
You chimed in.
That's right.
I'm talking to them, and all of a sudden, you chimed in. They were talking to each other, and you chimed in, you fucking asshole.
He's taking up for these people. He's standing up for them, you dickhead.
But in typical conservative form, she's projecting. She's blaming other people for what she's doing.
Absolutely.
She interjected herself into a private conversation two people were not loudly having.
Yeah.
Speaking a different language. She gets upset and tells them to speak fucking English. Well, she didn't say fucking. She said, you need to speak English.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, what if...
And other people stick up for them.
Yeah.
And tell her, to shut her pie hole.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Good for them.
There's more.
Ooh.
They weren't talking to you.
You chimed in.
That's right.
We did. We did what you did. He did what you did.
If you want to chime in on somebody else's conversation, then you have to expect it.
Right. Yeah.
So there you go. This is the kind of world that you want. Aren't you happy now?
So now she sat back and put her hood up. Like, she's not listening anymore. She's done. She folded her hands. She put her hood up. Now she's not going to argue anymore.
And that guy's right. This is the world that you set up.
This is the world you want. Exactly. You want a confrontative world. No, that's not the world she wants. She wants to be able to subjugate and shit on other people without her ass being challenged and called out.
Yeah. Without consequence.
Right. But we're not going to let that happen anymore.
Yes.
That's good. I'm happy. I'm fine. I'm just not willing to let this racist idiot get away with this her stupid narrative.
Right.
Now it's all awkward because she's sitting there with her hood pulled up, her arms crossed. She's sitting kind of in the front of the bus in the seats that face the middle. You know, it's not the two seats with each other.
Good man. Good man. Good man.
Listen to these people.
So now it looks like I can't tell. It's a non-white kid.
Ooh.
Walks to the back of the bus and says, now we're going to be late because everybody's waiting for this bus to move. Now, because of this asshole, they've stopped the bus because she called the police.
Oh, my God.
She called the police because people are being nasty to her.
Right.
For sticking her fucking ass in someone's conversation.
But. This whole thing got filmed, right?
Right.
So you just have to give the, hey.
Well, okay. We fast forward. Yes. She finally.
Impeachment.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. You're so going viral, lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to go viral.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
She said, you can make me go viral because I wanted to go viral. And now she's stepping off the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to go viral.
Oh, I bet.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye.
When are the police getting here, please?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm thinking you went viral for a good thing.
When are the police getting here? So she was looking out, waiting for the cops. The best part is, I got to give kudos to the popo. The cop shows up and almost literally drags her ass off of the bus.
Yeah.
And says, she's like, you know, I just told you what happened. And she said, I was talking to these people. And she opens up with, let me see if I can find the point where she talks to the cop.
Yes.
And she says, these two people were speaking like a foreign language and I said something to them. And the cop is like, okay, let's take this off the bus. She's like, I don't have to. I just told you what happened. And the cop is like, let's do this off the bus.
Because if you can't call the police, I'm just trying to, I'm not a lawyer. Are you a lawyer?
No.
Shelby? Okay.
I don't know what she did in Alabama before I adopted her. What'd you do when you were 4 months old, Shelby? Did you get a JD and from Roll Tide?
Oh God. Am I allowed to call the police, say, hey, what's your emergency? There are two people on this bus speaking Chinese.
I don't think that would be something
it's not
they
acceptable.
Would. Yeah.
Okay.
This is the kind of thing where one would hope the dispatch, but they're not empowered to do that. The dispatchers have to send someone out. The nice thing would be for a dispatcher to say, you know what, that's nobody's breaking the law, but we got to go help someone's getting robbed.
Yeah.
You're wasting police resources. Thank you. Goodbye. You racist asshole.
Right.
But they don't do that. They say we're sending someone out.
Right.
Here's the cop getting on.
Okay.
I made a comment to them that maybe they could start speaking English, and everybody started yelling at me, and now they're videoing me and saying they're going to put me on YouTube.
So, by
the way, 3.5 million views.
Oh, my God. So, like, at first she's just mad at the people speaking Chinese. Now she's mad at the whole bus. She's calling the police on the whole bus.
Yeah. So I don't understand what her complaint. What does she want? Does she now want this policeman to round up everyone on the bus and arrest them?
Hell yes, she does.
For what?
For being assholes. I mean, think about it. You need to speak. Imagine you have the gall to tell people in a private conversation to speak English.
Right.
What if they're practicing their Chinese? It's their business.
It doesn't matter.
It's
right.
Their fucking business.
Exactly.
So I don't know what else this lunatic is capable of. She's crazy. This person's in fucking sane.
He started yelling at me, and now he's videotaping me, and they continued to yell at me when I tried to defend myself.
The cop is like, can we talk about this on the sidewalk?
No, oh, gosh.
That is the story. Ask
why did you get on the bus?
Oh,
tell me.
At the church.
Okay. You're not going to be walking right now?
I just want to get to the store.
I want to talk to you on the sidewalk. Okay, if you don't do that right now.
Now she gets up, reluctant. She's leaving. I think she knows what's going on.
Right.
I don't think she's like got mental problems like some of these people do that you see that happens. I don't think so. Yeah. She looks like a businesswoman going to the store or something.
She just doesn't like it. People speaking another language bothers her so much.
And because of Trump, they feel emboldened
right.
to be able to speak that shit in public and think they can get away with it. Well, you're going to get shit back. No yeah. one's infringing on your First Amendment, bitch. You got to say it.
Yes.
You got to say it. And you could say it again. But guess what? You're going to get blowback for it.
Right, right.
That's what they don't like.
Yeah.
They don't want the consequences.
Like those guys that marched at Charlottesville. And they were without hoods. And they were caught on camera.
And some of them got fired.
They lost their fucking jobs.
Right.
Nobody wants to work with a fucking Nazi.
You will not replace us. Jews will not replace us.
Well, listen.
Besides, to be clear. Find people on both sides.
I mean, you're losing your job and it
oh, we got to get moving. I'm sorry. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Oh, no point. I'm saying a Jewish person very well could replace them.
Right, right.
Depending on who you hire.
A couple minutes. This asshole. So then, like about a minute later, these guys keep rolling, which is awesome.
Yes.
And she gets pissed off at the cop and turns around and storms away. Obviously, the cop was saying, you're causing a disturbance. You're not getting back up on that bus.
Right. Right.
And so she didn't win. So even the cops didn't back her yet. I mean, we're not at the point yet where they're going to just, you know, draw on anyone brown challenging a white person.
Where was
That's
this?
What Trump and the Republicans want.
Oh, of course.
But we're not quite at that point yet.
Yes.
So now a bus of several people stood up for these people.
That's good.
And then this guy, it continues on. The cop, after she storms away, the cop talks to the Chinese person and is like, you're okay. There was no violence. There's no hitting, nothing. No. And then he says, can I get your ID to the Chinese person?
Yes.
At which point the Chinese person or the person that was speaking Chinese, I should say, I don't know what ethnicity they are. I can just see the back of their head only. Hand starts to reach for the ID, at which point the person with the video.
Yeah.
Says, you don't have to do that.
Don't give
You don't have to ID. And the cop is like, I'm making a report. I'm just going to write down who I spoke with.
Right.
Now, technically, they don't have to do that. But then the person speaking Chinese did comply.
Right.
And hand his driver's license. But you absolutely do not have to present them with an ID. They use that a lot. I got to file a report. I got to write a report. I want your ID.
Go write your report.
Right.
Have a ball. You say my ID.
The citizen I made contact with.
That's crazy.
Said everything was fine. They don't need your name.
What about
for a
my constitutional
like
rights?
If there's no charges filed and shit like that. If you file charges, then you might need to be a complainant and file your name. But if in this case, the asshole slithered off, there's no charges or anything. Then there's no reason for anyone. You're not forced. You can.
You can tell them to go fuck themselves.
But you don't have to.
Right?
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got to bail quickly. We're back tomorrow, hopefully, if the internet doesn't fuck us. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always on iTunes. No, we're always on your favorite podcasting application. Crabdiving.com. Go to RatedRComedy.com for Ryan's schedule. Or
don't mess
on
with
his,
Texas.
There's
an old
media.
Saying Rated in R- Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once,
shame on you. You fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.